חיים. חיים. כל הזמן חיים. עצום. חיים. אתמול כשישבנו, שכבנו, והתוודענו לפתיחה הגדולה, למול שמיים, למול רקיע, מלא כוכבים, אז אחת מחברותינו שיושבת כאן החלה ללכת, ובמהלך צעד במצב של חצי חשיכה וחצי הסחת דעת, כי מסתכלים גם בכוכבים, היא הושיטה את הרגל קדימה ונחתה בצורה לא צפויה על הדשא, באופן שנשברה עצם שוק הרגל. אני רוצה להתחיל ישר מהחדשות השמחות של היום, שהיא מוסרת, היא ביקשה ממני לספר לכם את זה בשמה, ולומר לכם המון תודה ושמחה, ושהיא עכשיו ממש לפני ניתוח של קיבוע, במצב רוח מצוין. אם הייתי יכולה להביא לכאן, סיפור אמיתי, אם הייתי יכולה להביא לכם את צליל קולה, את הצחוק שהיא ישבה כאן, את, ממש כאן, את הצחוק, את הביטחון שאיתו היא מרגע לרגע, הרופאים מלאי התפעלות ונרשמו לקורס. וזה לנו מוכיח שלא משנה מה מורים אומרים, משנה איך תלמידים מיישמים. וזה תענוג. ושכן משנה מה מורים אומרים. ומבחינתי אני רוצה לומר כמה דברים כהנחיות ליום הזה, שהוא יום כמו כל יום מיוחד בדרכו. לא היה עוד יום כמו היום, ולא יהיה עוד יום כמו היום. וזה חשוב, זה חשוב עוד יותר כשעומדים לפני ההסכמה הזאת שיש לנו, שבאה יחד עם המילה סוף, שמחה לריטריט הזה. ויש ריגושים שעולים, ולפעמים הדעת נודדת ולא ממשיכים לעשות את הדבר הכל כך חשוב, להימצא כאן, לתת לעצמנו את כל הזמן שיש, ולהיעזר גם בהנחיות שתכף סטיבן ימשיך לומר אותן, עם ההשראה של שיר קטן ששואל לכמה זמן קיבלתי שעה אחת של בוקר. וכמה זמן עוד נשאר, זאת לא שאלה, אלא דלת. ואנחנו מתרגלים כאן את תשומת הלב בכל רגע למה שהרגע מביא בשערי מודעות החושים שלנו. בכל רגע ורגע מה שמביא. ויהא אשר יהא כל דבר ששמים לו לב, זה אף פעם לא רחוק. מהתעוררות שלמה. מחופש. מחוכמה. מהבנה. מראייה נכוחה. כאן,
שאנחנו נענים לכל מיני קריאות.
So I want to start with something very down to earth, that there's a natural tendency for the mind to jump to what's going to happen when we leave the retreat. And there's a very profound truth that we always forget, which is that if we take care of the present, the future will take care of itself. Because the future is only another present. So if we know how to take care of the present, then we'll be taking care of the future as well. So just put that in the back of your mind, that here we're in the present, just as Reni was saying, this is this one special, unique, precious day. And there may be thoughts about the future, but we can trust that if we take care of the present and of ourselves, then the future will sort itself out. So a lot of what we've been saying about the self, about me, is helping us to understand that the me, this person, is something of a contraction. Hitkavtzut is a withdrawal from the world, is a separation from the world, is a we step out of the world and step into our self story. So our practice is always going to be in the opposite direction. And what's the opposite of contraction? Hitkavtzut is hitnapkhut, is expansion. What's the opposite of getting stuck? It's being flexible. Gemishut. Only now, and I'm sure it's somewhere there are Buddhist scientists that are kind of influencing this, only now neurologists and scientists are beginning to understand the whole world of what they call neuronal plasticity, namely the way that the nerve cells are not so stuck as were previous thought and just like everything engraved in stone, that they can adapt and they can change and they adjust and they're flexible. So we're practicing here flexibility, changeability. And I really feel that, ma'avarim. As we move from one thing to the next, learn flexibility, learn freedom, changing from one moment to the next, one action to the next, one experience to the next. It's a beautiful training, and it helps us through our whole life. So we keep getting reborn into this next moment. Just enjoy that flexibility, fluidity, ease. Now this, and now this, and now this, and now not this, now not this, now something else. So a kind of primary instruction in terms of being clearer about instruction is an interesting, or rather, a key to appreciating, understanding ma'avarim, movements, changes, and seeing it clearly is actually to watch the ending of things. So we usually are not very good at that. We say, what's coming next? And I need to look at this, and so on. And then we forget that this thing has gone and made room for something else. Or we don't notice that something has gone and made room for something else. So, you know, this is an awakening place. In very small, in the microscope, awakening place is we have maybe a psychological pattern that's bugging us and going around the mind and turning round and round and seems to be very solid, doesn't leave us alone, and it comes back and it comes back. What happens when this psychological story or pattern, scenario, tasrit, narrative, what happens when it stopped, when it went? There is space. There is an ending. It's gone. If we really see the way something goes, it reduces its power over us. It's gone. That's it. That clarity is important. That's it. Doesn't mean to say it might not come again, but every time it comes again, it will also go, because it has to. And when it's gone, you can really look at that and say, yeah, it's gone. Conditions change, and our inner world changes with conditions. A fly arises, sits on our nose, and then it's gone. Change. Conditions change. There was a fly, a bit annoying, and then it's gone. Conditions change. Our experience changes. Watch those gaps. Mind the gap, as they say in the London Underground. Mind the gap. Watch the gaps. Watch the gaps between thoughts. There is silence. Watch the gap at the ending of a thought. Watch the gap after a pattern has arose and then dissolved, and then there's space. Watch especially the gaps when there's an emotion. Think about anger. How much space anger takes up in our world. How it seems so dominant and total. Mind, body, heart, blood, words, memories, and hurts and wounds and pains and anger, the aggression in it. And then the whole thing stops, it collapses, finished. Something else happens. It's gone. So when it's gone, this mountain, there's space instead. And it's important to see it. Anger becomes emptiness. Just for a moment, say, whoa, there's more space opened up in my inner world. So talking about space, this is a day when we can explore space more. This is a day when we can really open out our view. A bit like we did with the sky gazing last night. We opened our view. And we can go through this day with a bit more sense of background awareness, meaning there's inner space and everything arises as an experience in inner space. It's arising and passing. And it's known as it's arising and passing. The knowing keeps going. We have a sense of awareness that's just steadily there. We should appreciate that. Give it a little bit of attention, a sense of knowing, a sense of awareness, a sense of the openness of our mind and heart. It's not just a kind of image of the sky-like mind that I was talking about yesterday, the mind like the sky. It's not just an image, it's really like that. That the mind is like a big open space which knows, which is ready for things, and then in comes an experience through the senses, and we see a bell, we hear a word, we have a thought, we have a memory, we hear a sound, we see a leaf. These things are arriving and going, but something is holding all of that. And it's in, that's a kind of inner space, a sky-like mind. So, I have a small story that this might sound really, really abstract. And, oh, okay, if you've been meditating all these years, well, sure, you're going to be easy to talk about inner space, but I don't understand what you're talking about. So, I was talking about it with my daughter, who's a CBT psychologist, practitioner. And she said, well, I use that with my patients. I said, what? Who are not meditators, who've never been to a Vipassana course, and you're telling them things like that? She said, yes. I use the image of a cup of water. That if you put some salt in a cup of water, the water is very salty. But if you put salt in a lake of water, then the water is not salty at all. So if there's an issue or a problem or a psychological issue, which is the salt, and you put it in a small pot of consciousness, then it seems very dominant. But if your consciousness, your awareness is just bigger, there's more inner space, then this thing doesn't take up so much room. I thought, wow, it's amazing that you can tell that to your clients. So it's not so complex, actually. We can feel that. We can feel it also in many different ways. The spaciousness, I would say, again, reminder what I said at the beginning, spaciousness is because it's in the opposite direction to the contraction of a me. That is a contracted place, me and the world. So spaciousness, the openness, is moving our practice in the opposite direction. So we can do that with the body. It's also with the body. The body, we can feel the energy body, we can feel the prana, the sensations of the body flowing, zrima. We can feel the flow of energy in the body. We can feel the breath is more spacious. It's not just in the lungs and in the tummy. The breath is moving right to the feet, the hands, along the spine, along the arms, out into the world, being joining to the oxygen of the world, and the carbon. So the body of breath and the body of sensations, and we can feel this flow in the body as more open and more flowing and less personal. Space is not really mine. It's just less personal. And so we can get a little bit more flexible about the boundaries, our gvulot, a little bit less tight around boundaries, including even the boundary of the body. So we're used to a boundary, the body stops here. But that's just something we learned. Our consciousness goes to the skin and stops. Who says? Where's boundary? We made the boundary. Life didn't make boundary. So we can be a little bit flexible. We can go out in our senses, especially with sound, feeling the sound is out everywhere, the sound of the birds is everywhere. It's not like in the Bahia Sutta, the sound of the bird is not just in the bird, and it's not just in the ear, and it's not just between the ear and the bird. It's just there. It's just in all places and no places. So just let go and be feel the openness and the boundarylessness of things a little bit. It's not a pressure to do something very strange, but just relax and sort of feel a little bit the boundarylessness. And in terms of thought, as we look at thought, we know a thought. What knows a thought isn't a thought. What knows a thought, again, is that background awareness, that sense of consciousness, awareness that is holding experience. And we can feel that spaciousness that is able to hold a thought, look at it, watch it arise, watch it go. It's very simple. What watches a thought is a kind of a witnessing, edut. You could say, yes, the edut is another person, is a sort of person, because it's a place or a point of view of something in us or awareness in us that is knowing something. So it's in a way still a self. Yes, that's fair enough. We're not trying to undo any self here. We're just trying to loosen the tightness around selfing. Yes, so witnessing is a form of self. That's fine. But it's still helpful to us. It's more spacious. And of course it helps us to be more spacious if there's difficult experiences that we're having today. To be more spacious, see how that affects the pain in the back. To be more spacious, more flow, less personal. See how it feels with a moment of tension, agitation, unpleasantness. How is that now? So it also, today we can relax around what's the right place to put our attention and be more in choiceless awareness. It goes with openness, it goes with space, spaciousness. So yes, we need to be with the body. The body supports samadhi, so we need to keep coming back to the body to settle the attention, to ground the attention, to quieten things, to go back into focus. But then we can really allow what voices arise to be the chomagelim, the raw material. What voices arise are good enough. Can be from the body, can be from emotion, can be from awareness, can be many things. So insights, let them arise in a very natural way. As we go through the day, the spaciousness can show us a little bit a sense of things happening by themselves. This is an insight that's important. Just things arising and happening by themselves, not me in the center of everything. So if you get a sense of that, the day is unfolding by itself, my experiences are happening by themselves, the thoughts are arriving by themselves. This sense of letting go the pressure to control. And that, again, is an important lesson that we have for our whole life. And be aware of being okay, the okayness feeling, the feeling just being okay. in this magical day, just okay. I'm okay walking on the grass, and I'm okay sitting quietly in the room. Mind and body are okay. They're just doing what they need to do. And that, you know, it develops more trust and more sense. We just have to trust this process, trust this journey, trust the Dharma, trust ourselves. Don't need to pressure, there's no pressure in all of this. The Dharma is like a compass, matspen, just gives us a direction. And the retreat like this is giving us a direction. I was talking about this morning about the butterflies. There'd be millions of butterflies flying across Israel on their way to Europe from Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. Millions and millions and billions and trillions, milliardim. And they go, keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And the amazing thing is, they're going in a certain direction. So they know, something knows, something is guiding them, but they don't know where they're going. Something is guiding them, there's a compass there. They just keep going north. Maybe they'll get there, maybe they won't, maybe they'll die on the way. Maybe, anyway, there's a few generations, I think, by the time they get to Greece. It's more than one generation. But, so they don't know, but they let go and they let themselves be guided by the compass, matspen hapnimi shalahem, v'matspen shalaholam. So we can feel like that in the retreat also. Just let us be guided by, the Dharma is a kind of matspen pnimi, v'matspen shalaholam shalahemet. So just let go and be a butterfly and feel a little compassion, which is where the openness touches the heart, and then compassion arises for ourselves and for everybody else here and for everybody in the world. So we'll take a few minutes of quiet.